Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. It's another week. It's another Killing Time. Hello.
Good
Hello.
Day.
How are we doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Yeah. It's a nice day. It's nice outside. We finally feel like spring.
It is feeling like summer. It got me a little excited to do like a stand-up paddleboard day.
Ooh.
And, or maybe a boat day.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, we're due for a boat day.
We really are.
Due for a boat day.
I'm down for a boat day.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Catalina.
Oh my God.
We need to talk about the trip
that just never happens.
We have to do it this year.
We've been trying to go to Catalina for a couple years, 3 years.
Yeah, because we're probably going to get rid of the boat, but probably not because usually people buy boats like now.
Yeah.
Or earlier for
yeah.
summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not this year.
Yeah.
We're probably going to sell it next year.
We got this summer with it.
Okay, yeah. Let's offline about this.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Before we get into the episode, if you are watching our lovely faces, you are a member of our Patreon, the First D Underground. If you're not, please join us over there.
Yeah, get to it.
We had a bunch of new Patreonies join us because of our two-part episode the other week.
Welcome.
And we love you all. It's our place to kind of do whatever the fuck we want.
That's right.
Which we love.
It's all crime adjacent.
Crime adjacent. I mean, it's all, you get a bonus, not a bonus, a full episode.
Oh, a full episode on Patreon, a full true crime episode, but I thought you were talking about Killing Time.
Oh, Killing Time is, Killing Time is whatever we make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of off the rails.
Half
always.
Facts, off the rails. I do really feel bad for people that are really smart that listen to this.
Yeah.
Because of my like half researched things that are going on.
I think people that are really smart probably just turn
Sometimes
it off.
Sometimes we fully research.
Sometimes, yeah. But not always. Because I'm trying to hit a bunch of points.
Totally.
You know, this, I did the really deep dives back in the day, but I'm like, I'm trying to, there's too many interesting things going
we're
on
going
in this
quantity.
We're going quantity.
We're going
over
quantity
quality.
On this thing.
That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other housekeeping?
No, other than just we love you guys. Keep coming back.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, leave us a good review.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We haven't asked for those in a while.
Yeah. If you haven't left a review,
now's the time.
5-star, baby.
5 stars, please.
Let's do it. Love it. All right, should we get into the day today?
Let's do it. What's today?
It's officially May. It's gonna be May.
It is May.
It's May 2nd. We're going back. It's not great.
Uh-oh.
1519. Leonardo da Vinci died. We're starting with the death. I know.
Oh no.
I know.
They have a new museum in LA that's doing Leonardo da Vinci's inventions.
Really?
As they were sketched.
That's wow. Cool.
Wait, they made them?
They made them.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly where it is, but we should go. That'd be a fun activity.
I'd love to do that.
I want to start doing elevated activities.
Okay.
And maybe we'd go do that and then go to brunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been too static. I want to get out. I want to see it.
Or brunch and then do that.
Yes.
It's like a little tipsy while you're looking at a really cool invention that never got made.
That's how he intended it.
Well, he got really pushed down. He was ahead of his time.
Correct. And the Mona Lisa's getting...
Aren't they moving it to the basement?
Its own room.
Oh, its own room.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, because they realized that people were... I think what I read was that people have been underwhelmed by it.
Well, yeah, it's underwhelming.
And so they're putting it in its own zone because it's such a...
To give you the big... I mean, it's only like 12 by 16 or something.
Didn't someone like throw mac and cheese on it or something
recently? I mean, many people have done...
glass over it, though.
Yeah. Many people have done that.
Get a new hobby.
Mac and cheese.
Get a new hobby.
I don't really
throw food at art.
Yeah.
Especially delicious mac and cheese.
Honestly, I can think of a way better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would love to eat it.
Consume it.
Yes. Yeah. Consume it. 1516, Anne Boleyn, Queen of England, was arrested and imprisoned on charges of adultery, incest, treason, and witchcraft.
I saw that movie with Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Wow.
She got beheaded on May 19th, just 2 weeks later. That's a bad way
to go. Pretty quick.
Bummer.
I did read that it was just one swift...
Well, that's...
machete.
Ideally, that's what you want.
So I bet it doesn't always happen that way.
If it was going to happen to me, I'd love a nice sharp blade.
That was a guillotine.
Yeah.
I think it was, but I don't know why I'm thinking machete.
Machete would be crazy. Usually they would use... I believe they call it a halberd.
What's that?
It's a giant pole axe. So it's like a long pole that the executioner would hold. And at the end, it would have this big swoopy blade on it.
Oh, like a sickle?
Kind of, but not...
Like what the Grim Reaper carries?
But not convex.
It doesn't feel like that
concave.
You could really get a neck with that. I feel like those are for
show. People who are anti-death penalty in the U.S. say the guillotine is actually more humane than the lethal injection cocktails.
Interesting.
Well, because they fuck up the lethal injection probably more than half the time.
Right, and it takes like forever. So,
and aren't they?
And like also, it's more humane than a electric chair.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess just the success rate.
Also, what is humane? Murder isn't...
It's all pretty murky.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great. There's no correct answer.
Terrible job being an executioner, too. That would suck.
Speaking of executioners, if you haven't listened to our old episodes, go back and listen to our Ted Bundy episode.
Pretty good.
Because who was our first degree for that?
A journalist who witnessed the execution at like 20 because he won a lottery, so he went for his newspaper. And then he met a detective who he shared a room with because there was no more hotel rooms. And he had an extra room in his suite, and the detective told him a bunch of shit that nobody knows.
Whoa.
And he saw a mascaraed eyelash from the executioner.
Oh, right. He believed that it was a woman who was the executioner.
That's so crazy.
Which is so cool.
Wow.
I mean, it's karma, at least.
Whoever that is should write a book.
I know. I wonder
if it were me.
Do they sign an NDA?
Probably not, but they probably don't want people to know
who
it is because of the moral implications.
Yeah. All right. 1729, Catherine the Great of Russia was born. And we did a segment on Catherine the Great a couple months ago because she was the one with all the very sexual furniture.
Yeah. I titled the episode Katie the Grady.
Katie the Grady.
Love that.
Lots of dicks and boobs and vaginas and all of her furniture. And then I think, if I remember correctly, like the Nazis stole it and got rid of it. They destroyed it.
No fun. Those Nazis.
No, come on. Fuddy-duddies.
Fuddy-duddies.
What are you doing?
Fucked up. 1885, Good Housekeeping Magazine began publication.
Wow.
It's an old magazine. It's almost 200 years old. Well, not 200, 150. 1946, The Battle of Alcatraz. Several prisoners are held at Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary and enacted a plan to escape the island prison. The ensuing 48-hour siege was the most violent in the prison's history, resulting in 5 deaths and more than a dozen injured.
Wow.
Wow.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Escape from Alcatraz.
So I don't go into big crowds for any reason.
Nope.
It is scary.
Maybe a concert.
You just never know what'll happen.
Oh,
but even concerts, I feel sketched out.
Yes.
Sorry, Jared.
What about you?
Oh, it's okay. I just have to do that all the time. But
but you're on the stage. You're not going.
That's true. Yeah.
You have your own exit.
I don't like going to shows anymore. Not as much as I used to.
I like the Hollywood Bowl. I like outdoor concert.
I like an easy access, easy
exit.
Seeing
Sugar Ray with you guys was great.
That was insane.
That was fun.
Yeah, we saw Sugar Ray last summer. You weren't there.
I know.
It was amazing.
It was really fun. An outdoor, that's the thing, outdoor concert.
Yeah.
Where you get to sit down.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. So don't come to my shows.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this summer. We'll be outside.
Your shows are, you're one of the only ones.
Mm. Yeah, you're an exception to this.
Yeah. Okay. 1908. Jack Norworth and Albert von Tisler, great name.
Mm. Wow, Tisler.
The Tisler.
Register their popular song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, for copyright.
Wow.
Now, I was researching this, and apparently neither of them had ever been to a baseball game.
Really?
So they're frauds.
frauds, but I guess it's kind of crazy that they'd never been to a game and they kind of set the entire tone for what it
That's like, what I'm saying. The irony is kind of weird.
It's such an anthem. It's such a banger.
Such a banger.
A banger.
Do people still go to baseball games?
Yeah.
I don't, but I know some
they don't
do.
It doesn't seem that exciting.
They're not. Yeah, well, they just go for
they've
the
done a lot of things
hot dogs.
Buy me a cracker.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. I don't care if I'll ever get back.
Yeah.
Well, they've done a lot of things in the
wow,
last couple
not
years.
Me.
Not you at all.
That's not me. What were you going
to
say?
They've done a lot of things in the last couple years to make baseball a faster like game.
Like put see-through uniforms on them?
They did fuck up the jerseys. So they, I guess they
where
licensed the
dicks?
Making of the jerseys to
Nike.
Was it Nike?
It was on the news this morning. It's the only reason why I know about it.
Weird.
So, like, some players are like actively like speaking out about
because
how the new ones suck.
Outfits are see-through.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
listen,
see-through.
Because they're all white.
Yeah.
So apparently, like you can see the pockets through. You can see their underwear through.
Oh.
But women in sports have to wear like volleyball players wear like booty shorts.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. Wasn't there, was it Nike that just, there was a, was it a women's track outfit for the Olympics? It was like. Insanely like cut in like the bikini line
oh,
of it was crazy.
It was like a high cut bikini like a 90s high cut
it's crazy.
Where it's like your vagina is literally like hanging
but,
out
but
of
they
it.
Were saying like this is the most like
aerodynamic
and like effective for movement and,
I'm sure it was designed
which I
by
get
a man.
I mean just go nude let's just run nude
the men too
yeah so let's
no
just,
no support for the dick and balls they're just nope. flailing
do
around
how,
down there
how the Romans used to do it
yeah.
you know
they would do it naked
or was it the Greeks. There was nude wrestling. That's like how wrestling
Whoa.
Used to be.
Greeks.
yeah.
One wrong move and going well. Sideways. Okay. 1989, Killin' Time, debut album by Clint Black, is released. And it was the Billboard album of the year 1990. I just thought that was very...
Wow.
And therefore the inspiration for this here podcast.
Killin' Time. I don't know if I've ever heard that song before, but...
I don't think I have either.
Could have been inspired.
I'd love that.
Okay, 1994, Dr. Kevorkian found innocent on assisting suicide. So this is my little deep dive that I did.
Okay.
People know him as Dr. Death.
Yeah.
He was the guy that would, he helped.
The Angel of Death.
Angel, mm. no, well, it says Dr. Death, but I guess Angel of Death, depending on who you're asking. Mm. So Dr. Kevorkian said that he assisted at least 130 patients during his time assisting suicides. And he was tried four different times. Between May of 1994 and June of 1997, he was acquitted three times, and the fourth time was a mistrial. So he ended up going to trial again, where he took a videotape of his like last suicide because he was just like showing that I guess
that is peaceful.
It
and,
was
like wanted.
It was humane, I guess. Mm. And it was this guy Thomas Uecke, 52. He was in the final stages of Lou Gehrig's disease. So this was super significant because before he had just like helped people. Do it and they would give themselves like mm-hmm. the euthanasia but during this was the first time that he was the one that like injected it so it was like a really big deal but then he ended up getting arrested and it was because his license to practice medicine had been revoked 8 years previously and he was not legally allowed to possess any controlled substance so he got himself into a little pickle
a bit of a bind here
a little bit of a bind I mean it's not great and then to like throw it on 60 minutes
I just have a question about just the whole assisted suicide of everything
yeah
What's the difference between somebody saying, like, I'm going to refuse treatment
mm-hmm.
and somebody being like, I'm ready to die. Give me something. Like, isn't it sort of the same? Because, like, people have the choice. It's like, oh, do you want to keep fighting cancer?
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to die.
Well, I guess it's like you're being proactive about it and you're like.
Well, it's
doing it.
I think the difference is mitigating pain versus ending a life. Right. Because when somebody says I'm refusing treatment, it doesn't mean they're refusing the treatment towards whatever the illness is.
Yeah.
But then they begin the hospice care, which is mm-hmm. like, I think for a lot of it, and I don't know, luckily I'm not super familiar with it, but I think like at the end, there's a lot of morphine and stuff. There's a lot of like things to ease.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of this was in hospice, but
but the other side of it would be like something that would actually kill you. Right.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
what we're talking about, which is.
Well, it said, according to the report by the Detroit Free Press, 60% of the patients who died with Kevorkian's help were not terminally ill, and at least 13 had not complained
See,
of pain. So that's where it gets a little bit muddy.
A problem murky. There. Yeah.
Murky, that he was kind of maybe taking liberties and, you know, maybe going off of something that somebody said one day that would have changed the next day. Like, you just don't know what situation any of these people were in.
I literally saw on TikTok where this woman, I think she lives in Denmark or Sweden, but she's in her 20s and she was the first to get approval from the government to end her life, with no medical issues.
Oh, because depression. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Damn.
That really shocked me.
Yeah.
It's really shocking. Yeah.
And I think a lot of these practices in these countries, like super liberal, they're some of those happiest countries in the world when they do these like polls.
Yeah.
But I think that was like, I was really kind of disgusted by that.
Yeah.
Want to be judgmental.
No, but it's just such a moral gray area. It really is.
And depression is subjective.
Yeah.
For some people, there's physical depression. You can't get out of bed. You don't want to eat. You're not hungry. And like depression is just different for everyone. So for this woman to be like, I'm depressed. It's like, okay, we're going to let you kill yourself and we're going to.
Yeah.
And she's getting all this press. Like, I just think it's a little dangerous.
Well, and she's so young. She was in her
20s. And she's a boyfriend.
Well, and it's like, your frontal lobe isn't fully developed by then. You're not like a true adult at that time. Like, it's just very, it's hard to like land really strongly anywhere in that kind of a situation. It's really.
Your 20s are for depression.
Your 20s are for like literally not knowing what the fuck
you're doing. Flailing around.
Yes, flailing around.
Oh, lots of flailing.
Okay, we're jumping to happier things.
I love that for us.
Oh, thank God.
Well, not that happy. In 2011.
Hold on a second.
True crime podcast, after all.
I thought that I was going to get to something positive, but in 2011, Flavor Flav was arrested on 4 outstanding misdemeanor warrants for various driving offenses.
Flavor Flav.
Well, you know. What kind of driving offenses?
That man doesn't follow the rules. He wears a watch on his neck.
Sounds about right.
He wears a clock on his
neck.
Yeah.
A big watch.
Big watch. You said driving offenses? Was he like speeding?
Various driving offenses. Probably DUI.
Various driving. Oh, yeah.
Probably DUI. A couple things.
Wow.
No seatbelt.
Who knows?
Parking
you
offense.
You can't wear a seatbelt with that clock.
That's true. It's really big. It's like your own personal airbag.
Correct.
It's made out of glass. Okay. 2012, a pastel version of The Scream, you know the painting The Scream?
Yeah.
By Norwegian painter Edvard Munch, sells at auction for $119 million, $922,000.
So he did two, one in the regular colors, one in pastel?
This is what I thought was so interesting. Munch created two versions in paint and two in pastel, so there was four. As well as a lithograph stone from which several prints survive. Because I was looking at the picture of it and I was like, this kind of sucks. Like this doesn't look like it. And it was because it was his pastel version.
Art critic Jack.
So he did it with like chalk.
This kind of sucks.
Yeah. But pastels are like clay chalk, right? Yeah. Like so. Yeah,
and it didn't look right because you're so used to seeing the one that he probably did in.
I know, but I just
and
love
if you touch it. It's smears. Well, pastels, how do you preserve?
Pastels are sketchy.
Really like looking at a historic, extremely valuable piece of art, being like, this kind of sucks.
It didn't suck, but it sucked in comparison to his normal one.
Yeah.
The one that we're used to seeing. Because, pastels, unless you're blending them, they weren't blended, whatever. It was not as good as the other one, but it's still sold for $119 million.
People pay crazy shit for all kinds of stuff.
I know.
Everything's worth what someone will pay for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at I don't know, wristwatches. Those things go for like millions and millions and millions of dollars, especially the like rare shit. It's like
Birkin.
Can't cost that much to make.
I know. Birkin. I saw Lana Del Rey with a cool new watch. Do you see that on TikTok?
No, what'd she have?
I don't know.
What did it look
it's
like
a jeweled thing that moves. Whoa. And it was like a $600,000 watch.
Oh my God.
Mm. It's really cool.
Well, what really bothered me is a couple months ago, I bought a watch choker.
I saw that when I was doing Surrealist shopping.
Yeah, but then Taylor Swift fucking wore her choker to the Grammys.
And it's got a watch
choker. And I was like, now I can't wear it because everybody's going to think I'm copying Taylor Swift. But in reality, I have this at my house. I just haven't gotten to wear it yet.
Honestly, she steals everything. Remember the dress that she was wearing that I was going to get?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Sucks because then after the fact, you can't be like, I was going to do
that. No, everyone wants it now.
No, it's like when I wanted to name my future child 11 and then Stranger Things came out with 11 as the main character. And I'm like, can't do that anymore because then it's like, obviously, I'm copying 11, which I wasn't. Just out of the times, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, last one. 2018, new research show that plants, quote unquote, talk to each other through their roots and the soil in a study on corn.
Oh.
Published in the journal PLOS
So the
One.
Corn is out there talking?
They're corny.
The corn's
making corny jokes.
They're cracking corny jokes
to each
other. The
corn's talking, dude.
That's weird that they just studied corn.
Mm.
Maybe that's what they had access to because fields.
Are you sure they just studied corn?
I don't know. It just a soil study in corn.
Huh.
Sounds like corn.
Yeah.
Sounds like they just did corn.
So the corns are talking.
Corns are talking.
They got ears. That's why.
At least we know they're listening.
I'm proud of that one.
That was pretty good. Okay, now we're going to go to your Florida man story of the day.
Ooh.
This just happened last year on today, May 2nd. Florida man smothers nephew's meatball sandwich with eye drop solution because he quote unquote hated him that day.
Oh, no. Doesn't that give you extreme diarrhea?
James Leach was at just a regular business and asked an employee for a bottle of eye drops, saying he had dry eyes. Leach reportedly made a point to tell the employee that he hated his nephew that day. When the employees handed the bottle of eye drops to Leach, he opened one of the containers of food and poured the solution all over his nephew's meatball sandwich. The witness stated that could hurt somebody, and Leach responded by saying that it would only cause his nephew to shit himself and puke his brains out. Officials were able to snag his address using the business computer system, and they found him, and then he arrested him. He was arrested and charged for poisoning of food or water after the incident happened.
As for the nephew, what happened?
I don't know if his nephew ever ate it, because the Good Samaritan was like, go get this guy before he eats a bunch of eye drop solution.
Yeah, I've always heard that eye drops can... they can mess your stomach up pretty bad.
Why would you? Saline, it's right. So
yeah,
it's salt.
I think,
but
yeah.
Where would you have heard that? When was that a thing that somebody would think about eating?
I forget.
They probably played pranks on each other in the bus.
I'm a guy. Like I'm like you know
thinking about just seeing what it would taste like.
I love a good prank.
I bet you've probably tasted eye drop solution before.
Yes.
At least once.
One time because. Well, I don't need to go into this here.
Yeah,
I think you should.
All right, so I wear contacts. They get dry a lot. And so I use, they're like, back in high school, they were great. Like if you were like, you know, like a little stoner and you wanted to hide it, they were the red Rotos.
Yeah.
And your eyes turn white.
Yeah, we still use those. I have some of those in my bag right now.
They're the best and nice and like spicy.
Love them.
So good.
It's like mint for your eyeball.
I'm going to do it when we're done.
Yeah.
Now.
So, yeah, it's like mint for your eyeball. So one time I was like putting it in and I got like too much in the eye and it was like, running down my face, I kind of like wiped it, and I was like, I just was like intrusive thought.
You tried it.
Like, didn't taste like anything.
Just a little. It didn't taste salty.
No, I don't. I didn't really.
I feel like I need to try it today.
We'll try it.
Just like a little.
Really?
I mean, honestly, if it makes you shit your pants, I could use that. It could be helpful in my digestive system.
Yeah, like a mild laxative.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try it.
All right. We'll report back.
We'll report back.
No.
Okay. Before we move on to our fun facts, I learned it today. Word of the day, French word. Jared, you try to pronounce this.
Okay. Chante en yart.
Chante en yart. It means to sing made up words or sounds when you don't know the lyrics to a song.
Oh.
We all know somebody that does this. We all know somebody.
I think we all do it.
I mean,
I watch people do it every night.
To your show. Yeah.
I think I've talked about this on here before.
Have you?
Yeah. If you're in the front row and you don't know the words and you're still singing, I can tell. But I also respect it. And I'm never going to I would never judge because I'm that guy sometimes.
Are you?
Yeah.
I just think it's because, you know, there are those people that do it all the time
yeah.
and don't know the words at all. And they're just singing at the top of their lungs like they know what's going on.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Life's short.
The
not
confidence.
A lyric guy.
Yeah.
Not a lyric guy.
Yeah. You don't really know lyrics.
No. Even I love lyrics. Songs.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Sometimes like when I learn what someone's actually singing, it like blows my mind because I never pay attention to lyrics.
That's so insane to me.
Yeah.
Lyrics make the song.
I like melodies.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're learning some shit today.
Ooh.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. TheRealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
Welcome back to Today I Learned. We're coming out with you with some facts.
Coming out with some facts.
Oh. That blew our minds and are going to blow yours.
All right.
Do we want to start with one of our listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to send us in a fun fact, this is our new thing. We want you to call in. What's the number, Jared?
818-446-6889.
Send us in a fun fact.
Give that a phone call.
There's so many fun facts out there.
Let's learn.
Absolutely.
Together.
Let's listen to our first one.
Okay.
Hi, guys and girls, I guess, and Jared. I was calling for a fun fact or a fan fact. And seeing as how you've been on a Roald Dahl roll, I just wanted to make sure you all knew, as much as he's a children's author, he also wrote a series of adult-themed short stories called Switch Bitch. There was four of them. And they actually were in Playboy as well. So definitely something you want to look up when you have children to make sure that you don't get that from the library. Like maybe we saw that was a possibility. No, just kidding. But that was what we noticed when we had little kids. We were like, oh my gosh. Wow. Anyway, have a good day.
Wow.
The dichotomy of only doing adult books or children's books.
So I just looked it up. Switch Bitch. Here's the cover.
Ooh.
We've got
We got so many Roald
very
Dahl
patriotic,
facts.
Busty old grandma in the middle.
Honestly.
Wow.
Big fan.
And some naked ladies on the sides. It's a very symmetrical cover. And then two men looking, they're going to reach for something.
I'm
not sure of what it is. So it said, Switch Bitch is a book of adult short stories by Roald Dahl. Four stories originally published in Playboy between 1965 and 1974 are collected. They are linked by themes of rape and deception.
Uh-oh.
In each one, some major act of cunning, cruelty, or hedonism underpins the sexuality.
Uh-oh.
Fascinating.
So,
see, okay, here's my suggestion. First off, thank you for calling in with your facts.
Yeah, yes.
Let's start moving away from the Roald Dahl facts, because this is what happens. If you enjoy something and you look into it too far, it turns into something that you no longer enjoy.
Well,
this is the final Roald Dahl fact that I would like to
because we got one another week ago. I can't remember what it was, but somebody called in about one. It's just the thing.
Any old man is
a fucking creep.
Correct.
Well, you know what?
If you look hard enough, we looked too hard. Yeah.
I mean,
it said that
one of
the main characters, he was described as the greatest fornicator of all time.
Maybe it's what he wanted to be.
I mean, was he hot when he was younger or no?
Probably not.
Maybe he was the greatest fornicator of all time.
No, I don't think you have to write about it.
Hard to quantify.
You wouldn't have to write about it if you were. That's true.
You're too busy fucking.
You wouldn't be talking about it.
You'd have the quiet confidence.
Or you'd be bored of it already in writing children's books.
Maybe.
So maybe.
I'm trying to Google him, and all I have are pictures of him when he's old. And he's got, this is a painting, but that's a crazy.
Oh, no.
What do you got?
Crazy hairline.
Ah, Roald Dahl.
You know?
Exactly who I would picture.
Exactly. Greatest fornicator of all time. I'm going to have to research those books. That's very interesting.
Do I title this episode Greatest Fornicator of All Time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might not really get put in the algorithm, but that's okay.
Whatever.
We'll see.
Who wants to go first for their fun fact?
You guys go.
I'll go first. Okay. So my fun fact for today is that this is something I learned recently, and then now I can't stop thinking about it all day, every day.
Uh-oh.
And it's that you mostly breathe out of one nostril at a time, and the dominant nostril switches every hour or so. So you're not breathing at the same rate with both of your nostrils all the time.
Not me.
That's wild.
I guess
unless you have a deviated septum.
Air really only flows properly through one side. And for that reason, I use my mouth.
Mouth breather.
That's shocking. Why?
Probably, I don't know. Maybe they need to take a break. Each one needs to take a break. But like, I feel like I can tell, but I guess it's only with it. Like, it's a little percentage that it changes.
Really?
You just need like a little...
I don't like this. Yeah. You know,
it's
I
like those like charging batteries that charge each other, you know?
Sure.
Here's what I don't like is facts about autonomous bodily functions.
Because then you start thinking about it.
Because now I'm going to start thinking about it and I'm going to trip myself out and then I'm going to hyper-focus on it and then I'm going to breathe incorrectly.
Yeah, you're like, which nostril is breathing?
But I already breathe incorrectly, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But
as long as you breathe enough.
I try.
It's all that matters.
Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. I try. I get lightheaded sometimes, but
I do too.
That could be cardiovascular. Anxiety. I don't know.
Yeah, I catch myself not breathing at all. Mm. You know, it happens. But yeah, that's your fun body.
I like that fact.
Body fact of
that's
the day.
That's a good body fact.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lex.
So, door stoppers.
Okay.
You know the kind that are like a spring?
Yes.
So if you hit them, they like spring back and forth. And they've got a little rubber nubbin on the end of them.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was just for... the door not hitting the wall and the doorknob not hitting the wall behind it.
Is that the thing that goes... Yeah.
Apparently.
Right there.
Oh, we got one here.
Apparently, they're also to keep a door open if you want because they bend down and wedge underneath the door. It's if you want to keep a door open.
Really?
It's a door stopper as well.
Oh my God.
Because that's why they... Should I demonstrate?
I mean,
we could test after this, but... I mean,
that little bouncy thing you... You open the door and you press it down and it wedges under the door to keep it open. It's a door stop.
Damn.
And
a door open.
And yeah, it's like a door blocker so you don't hurt the wall, but it also is a door stop. It's a built-in door stop.
It's also a great toy if you're like two.
Yeah.
I remember crawling around just boing all the time.
Did you know that?
No.
That's awesome.
We'll show a picture of it so you guys listening know what we're talking about.
You need to see a diagram here.
It was like one of those things where it's like I was today years old when I realized that's actually the purpose of it.
It's a life hack.
There are so many things we have in our homes, especially like obviously things that have been around for a long time that we're using improperly.
Even to-go boxes. They're supposed to collapse into a plate.
Oh.
Like the like a Chinese takeout, like a white box.
Oh.
They unhook and they turn into a plate so you don't need to use a plate.
Never knew.
My life just keeps getting more and more convenient.
Every time
I meet up with you two,
I know.
I leave here with some sort of hack.
That brain is growing.
God, I love a hack. All right, Jared, what's yours?
Luckily, I have a lot of room for my brain to grow. There's a lot of room. I could go that route because I have one that I don't even have written down that I just know that
could
be helpful. And I want to tell the people about
it. Okay, we're helpful.
All right, we're going to educate the people today. I bet everybody already knew this. I just found out that if you have a flight coming up, and you're like, if you're like a crazy airport person like I am, like I want to make sure I know. I like walk to the gate to make sure it's the right one. There's, if you have an iPhone, you can use iMessage and text yourself your flight number. So, for example, I was just on AA0137 from Heathrow to LAX. I texted that number to myself, AA0137. It shows up as a link in my text to myself. You click it and you can hit preview. And it pops up another like app within iOS I didn't even know exists that's a full up to date flight tracker. And it gives you all the info. It gives you your terminal, gate, baggage claim, all that stuff populates as soon as it becomes available. It like shows up right in your text.
Well,
message.
It shows where your plane is.
Yeah. Where the plane is, where it's coming from. Yeah.
I learned it on TikTok.
It's amazing.
But it's like one of the best things I've learned recently.
No, it's great. It's like one of those things that the iPhone can do all these things you don't know about.
Yeah.
iPhone is a great machine.
They need a little bit better of PR about
it's fantastic.
All the fun.
They don't need PR. Everyone already has one.
No, but they need PR about like all the like secret.
Yeah, the secret apps.
It's like secret menu things.
Totally.
Well, I saw the TikTok too and I was like, nah, that's bullshit. I have all these other things to track it. I use my American app or whatever. No,
so
it works
better.
It's so much better.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And I just, for this trip that I just went on, it's the first time I used it and it actually helped a lot. So I wanted to let the people know about it.
Share the wealth.
That's my today I learned.
I love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the shit that's going on in the world.
Whoa.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so we're back. We're talking about current events. There's a lot going on. I think what I want to start with, Lex, is tell me the update of like the LISC situation. There's a search going on. What's going on?
So I think today we're in like day six. And when this episode airs, we'll be, if it's still going on, we're not sure, in a few days. But for the last like 6 days, they've been searching an area on Long Island called Manorville, which is where two victims of the Long Island serial killer were found.
Which ones?
Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack.
Okay.
And they were found in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And everyone's just been buzzing about this search because it seems like they're looking for something new, or they've gotten some lead maybe in what they've found in Rex Huerman's belongings that have led them to this area. But there's also conflicting reports about whether the search is related to the Long Island serial killer or to John Bitroff, who we've done episodes about as well, who was kind of the leading LISC suspect prior to Rex Huerman's arrest.
Yeah.
Because he murdered people over there also, and also lived over there. So it's just like exciting that there's a search happening. We hope there's no new victims that are found, but everyone's sort of just like waiting on bated breath because they're
This is in a different area?
It's where two of the victims were found, but their body parts were found with the other victims as well. Right. So their torsos were found in Manorville.
Fucking crazy.
So Manorville, that's not by the beach, or it is by
the
beach?
It's not by the beach. It's 40 miles from the beach crime scene.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, no, it's super fascinating. And like four law enforcement agencies are taking part in the search. They've got dogs.
Damn.
Which I've learned, I Googled, this is another little like bonus fun fact, that cadaver dogs can detect skeletonized remains up to 25 years old. Like, I thought they could only find bodies.
Oh my God.
Like something with decomposition. So apparently they can also find bones.
That's crazy.
That is fascinating.
Your dogs are so cool.
God, I love dogs.
That's amazing.
They can do everything.
They're smarter than
us. They're so much better than us.
And they're always so joyful.
They're like little workers.
Literally, you show up and they're just so happy. They're like, plans for today, done. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Thriving right now because there's a visitor.
Have you ever like been at the airport and they bring like the bomb dog through
and they're like, "Do not just like,
want to pet this so dog." Bad.
I'm like, "Why would you say that to me?"
And why is he so cute? Why is
and
he
why
like
is he
friend?
So interested in my backpack?
Yeah.
And he like sniffs around. You can hear his little sniffer going crazy.
I'm like, "Well, can but I like, talk to his supervisor at least so I can let him know he's doing a great job because I can't pet him."
Well, and then every time they do that, I'm like, "Did somebody leave cocaine in my bag from 10 years ago at like a party?"
Did somebody leave cocaine in my bag?
For that, they're looking for like
bombs.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
Like they don't even care about your party
people
drugs.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's
I still get so scared. It's like the same thing when you're like leaving a store and you didn't buy anything. You're like, did I accidentally shove a TV up my ass?
Did I steal? Like, am I going to get arrested for stealing?
I brought a giant hunting knife through TSA one time.
You did.
Don't do that.
That was bad.
That's not fun. It was an accident.
Can we talk about digital ID?
Yeah, I have it. I don't even know how I signed up for it.
I don't even know what it is. I just know it's awesome.
Well, I went through all this hell because my wallet was lost or taken or whatever the fuck it was. And I was like, I need a passport. And then I went. I didn't even need an ID.
Yeah.
I needed it on the way back, though. I was like, when are you? When do you want me to use this?
It's the same thing with global entry where it's like you don't need to do anything. Global entry, they somehow just know you're there and know your facial recognition, I guess. But I'm like,
dude, I had to check.
The picture I'm taking looks like it's fucking 8-bit pixelated. Like, I don't understand.
They're doing like a 8-point. They're probably measuring like just your features as opposed to.
What if I'm puffy that day?
Listen, it doesn't matter. You'll be fine.
My face changed and they still think I'm the same person.
No, I've had a friend that got a nose job that was like, somehow my old nose and my new nose are still going through. So
it's a two-dimensional image, probably.
It's so weird.
They use a lot of different points of your face.
I don't know. I just think about, like, I mean, the most hyper secure place you can go to is an airport and an airplane, and it just feels like kind of lackadaisical.
Mm. That chick, Caitlin Armstrong, who murdered Mariah Williams in Austin.
Uh-huh.
She used her sister's passport to get to Costa Rica.
That's insane.
And it's like, that's so ballsy, but I guess if you're going to murder someone you're jealous of, you're ballsy already.
Let's talk about how a digital facial recognition is more secure than that.
Is it?
Because you're relying on someone to look at a picture and say, like, yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't look like my shit.
I think, though, in international airports, they have that shit everywhere. I assumed every time I went into an airport that was happening. Like, that they're taking your photo. You are. I mean, when you exit.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely like.
When you exit, like, no re-entry. Once you leave the security area, when you've arrived at your airport, and they make you walk through some threshold that's got, like, usually some, like, automatic doors.
Yeah.
There's, like, 20 cameras in there. I'm pretty sure they're clocking you to make sure you were supposed to arrive there, right? Like, they're using some algorithm to cross-reference people's travel.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's all in a database.
I feel like it's just, like, for retrospect if something happens.
It's probably depending on what country you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet America's pretty buttoned up.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Do you want to talk about your losing your cards and the...
Yeah, so I was at a Goodwill because I'm working on some DIY projects.
Yeah.
And that's like the wrong place to like put your wallet down on the counter and walk away and then run back and realize you lost it. It was gone like immediately. Yeah. So I was like, whatever. I actually didn't freak out. I was like, this sucks.
Your whole wallet?
My whole wallet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sucky.
And I was like, this blows, but okay. It only sucked because I was traveling in 2 days and I had then no credit card. So I had to literally borrow a credit card for Matt because I needed to put a card down for a hotel. But my point is, I go to New York, I come back, I reorder everything, I order a new license, I replace all my credit cards. And I'm like sitting on the couch and someone knocks on the door and I'm like, okay, it's a package. I'm just going to ignore it. But they knock like 3 times. And I get up and I open the door and there's a really scary looking man there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, here's all of your items.
Well, and he like definitely rode in on a motorcycle.
He's wearing like carrying motorcycle a helmet.
So instead of sending it to you, he's delivering it personally. This is the person who
and
found
he's
it.
Creepy.
And he somehow got in the building.
Oh shit! He somehow you have like a gate code. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, how did you get in here? But he didn't have my wallet. He didn't have any of my cash. But he had all of my cards,
which is weird.
And someone tried to use our first degree credit card at Temu.
You know, Temu is like Shein, but worse.
But
like,
I wonder.
At Temu?
Yeah, but I wonder why. I was like, they were like.
They're probably checking to see if it, because sometimes people will make a small purchase to see if it works.
Well, it was like a $100 purchase and a $200 purchase. And like, I think they saw it was a business card and they're like, oh, it's a week, because it was a weekend. So I think their thinking was like, they won't notice this one's being used as quickly. They're going to shut off their personal cards first or whatever.
Damn.
But so I don't know if it was him. I don't know if someone gave him my cards, but. It was also like 40 minutes. I lost it like 40 minutes away from where I live. So this guy came all the way across town, looked at my address on my ID.
Yeah.
Somehow got his way into the security.
Into the building. And then I kept ignoring the knocks. And he kept just.
Shit.
He knocked like 3 times.
Yeah. And I sent the video to our gals chat of it because I have a Ring camera. So that captured all of it.
It gave me a really weird feeling. Yeah. That's not cool.
It was a nice gesture.
It is, but
it felt weird.
I don't trust anybody.
Hold on.
It felt funny.
We do detective work here, right? Let's riff for a second. So this person, assuming it was this guy who was the original finder of your wallet, someone tried to issue a charge. You're missing cash out of the wallet, or was there none in there?
All the cash is gone.
Did he bring back the card that was used at Temu?
Yes.
See, here's the thing. I don't think a credit card is getting passed around. to anybody.
Also,
you know what I mean? Correct. Like, I'm pretty sure.
I think maybe he tried. He's like, oh, these are all dead. Maybe he thought I would give him a cash reward, but I was like, all my cash was in my wallet. So
also, it's 2024. We can look someone's name up and probably DM, get in touch with them and let them know we have their stuff.
Yeah, there's a billion different ways than trying to like break in their apartment complex.
Showing up and knocking like relentlessly is kind of a crazy move.
Could also left it on my doorstep. Like he could have been like, oh, there's a Ring camera here. Like,
I know. Yeah. Thinking about it, if it was me, if I found somebody's shit, I would probably mail it to them.
Yeah.
Or try to get in contact with them, like email them or something. Yeah. Like, showing up is creepy. And I was like, he saw her ID. She looks very pretty in her ID picture.
I was very swollen. It was a good pick.
He was like, he probably is like, oh, this girl's hot. Let me try to like, I don't know.
This is kind of what
I'm like, he wanted to be the hero.
This is what,
But like, but he was creepy. So it's like, he could have done
it. It could
like
go
a million
one of
things.
Two ways, but it's one of those two things.
It just definitely gave me a weird feeling. And if you watch this video, I'm like, it's a weird vibe.
It's a weird vibe.
Where it didn't feel like.
Did you open and talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he kept knocking.
Okay.
And then I was like, there's got to be something. But I looked through the hole. Door hole. And I was like, and then I stood there for a minute. I'm like, do I answer the door? This is super creepy. But then Bosley was growling. I'm like, I got a big dog.
If you answer the door with Bosley.
Bosley was like, sounded safe. Like a vicious beast.
Yeah, he's like, I'm ready to attack.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was overall a nice thing. I don't want to disparage.
I know, that's why.
Because nothing bad happened.
I know.
I don't know, but it's like, we do true crime.
I'm afraid.
We have to, we're women.
I'm a woman. Yeah.
We need to be like on defense.
I'm like, is this guy going to charge me and kill me?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of riding that line of like, was
I
this?
I literally like assume malice over good intention from a man to a woman stranger
I mean, literally someone pocketed my wallet in 2 minutes and would have seen me in there freaking out looking for it, and there was nothing I could do. Like, that's what people, that's what happened in my situation.
And again, I have to say, I don't think a wallet's getting passed around. Like, the person who has it is probably the person who stole it.
That's my guess.
You know, he's not just like randomly finding four of your credit cards and your ID,
or someone gave it to him and was like, hey, I try to use it, they don't work. If you want to steal this person's identity, because like my medical card was in there.
I know, but it's then what kind of crowd is he hanging out with?
It's just wild when somebody bypasses the first security gate to get into your complex.
Yeah.
Because we have, sometimes FedEx will drop something off for Jack, like to the door of our apartment.
And it's always shocking.
We have security gates everywhere. So for them to get in that far, I'm like, you shouldn't, there's a mail room that you should be dropping this off at. So it's always alarm when there's a knock on our door and it's not maintenance. It's always like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, see, I get them all the time. Like, they come to our door all the time. Amazon gets in. I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. But
yeah, but they have it. They probably have a code.
They have the code.
Yeah. This guy did not have a code. He found his way through.
Dun dun dun.
I don't know. It was creepy.
But I got my ID back now. But I already ordered a second one. That's so I'm gonna have a backup.
He brought your whole wallet full of
without my expensive, canceled without my wallet.
Yeah.
No wallet. Just
no, because the wallet had value.
Yeah.
Like
the wallet and the cash inside of it were the easiest things for someone to
He brought back all the things that he couldn't use anymore.
That's so strong. I want to see
don't
this
have
video.
A wallet that's too small, because this was like a really small wallet that like it was just basically a card sleeve for
that's what I use,
and it fell out of my like pocket or something because it wasn't sizable enough, so I switched back to a big wallet. That was my big takeaway.
Yeah, it's a good takeaway.
You gotta start wearing it on a necklace around your neck.
No, that's where my clock is gonna go.
Exactly. All right, well, on that note, we love you guys.
Ah, that was a good one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Maybe a little bit more of a sign off.
Oh, I like goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
We'll see you next week.
Woo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.